Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Let me just start out by saying I'll tell you a little bit of what I told the team. I was really proud of the way we came off of a very, very difficult loss last week in Minnesota on multiple levels. And I was very proud of our football team and some of the things they did throughout the week. We had a Christmas party, a holiday party on Monday night. You don't necessarily want to go to a holiday party after a loss like that, but we had a lot of guys show up, and a lot of people in the organization really appreciated that. Could have stayed home and felt sorry for themselves. They didn't. They could have stayed home for themselves and were sorry for themselves on Tuesday, but a bunch of guys on the team got on a bus to go down south to help some tornado victims. And I was very proud of our team for doing that, to not sit around on a day off and feel sorry for themselves, but go down and help others. And then they came back on Thursday. I think it was Wednesday, actually, that they went down south. But they came back on Thursday. They had smiles on their faces. They had coaches ready to give them game plans in detail. Nobody flinched. They didn't look around and point fingers. Coaches took accountability for their mistakes. Players took accountability for theirs as we looked at the tape and we moved forward. Had two great days of practice in the cold, which I think benefited us tonight, and came out and with a lot of hard work. As I told the guys, it doesn't guarantee you, but every once in a while on a Monday night, you show up and you win a game, and I was really proud and happy for our team tonight. Relative to the game was up and down. I thought the big change in the game came when our defense made a stop late in the second quarter, and then we were able to get Elshon the ball late in the half to score. Yeah, we went down the field in the third quarter, got 3 points. Our defense made 2 stops, and we were able to stay on the field, move the football, and score some points. So really happy the way our defense made those stops in the second half in a close game, and very excited that our guys would stay on the field offensively and continue to score points. Yeah, we moved the ball. He completed passes. I thought there were a lot of exceptional catches in the game. Not every play works out like you draw it up. And the guys ran around. Josh ran around, made some plays, and guys made some big catches, in traffic. And if I mention one, I'm going to forget a couple others. But I thought he played an excellent game. I think it all starts with our offensive line. They kept him clean. I thought our protection was very, very good tonight. There was a number of blitzes that came up in the game, not only our line, but, whether it was Eben or Marty or Matt picking up blitzes, they were all effective, enabled Josh to step up in the pocket or get outside the pocket and make a play. I didn't. We put it as we're playing on prime time. The big emphasis this week is, we've played well on prime time. We can't control what happens on Sunday. All we can do is go out and, try to beat the Dallas Cowboys, and we kept it as simple as that. We didn't get into all the hypotheticals and all the things that go into winning or losing a game. We knew it was important. You got to win in December. It's important. It's at least in our situation, it certainly is. So we've got a smart team, and the only message this week is we've got to get ready to go win a game on Monday night. It's all running together. It's a good question. We always say to our quarterbacks, we want you to get down, but every once in a while, a quarterback's got to do what he's got to do, and that's to find a way into the end zone. And it was an excellent run. There's no change in the plan. We'll see what Jay is this week. He'll be under, he'll have to be released by the doctors, and when Jay's ready to play, he'll be playing. To go into detail, I think I'd be able to answer that question better tomorrow. Certainly, we didn't stop the run as much as we would have liked to. I think we were able to get off the field on third down, and those two plays early in the second half, I think that was the big thing. I think it gave our defense some confidence, and from then on, really, the game was in hand other than in that last drive. Any catch like that at the end of the half in a close game where the team you're playing is moving the football effectively and the score is close, is big. And especially because we were coming out the second half with the ball. We got good field position. Our defense gave us good field position. I want to say there might have been a penalty on that play as well. I can't remember. There were a couple of penalties that extended it. I don't remember whether that was the one. But, you know, we got ourselves down the field. We got ourselves in range. We decided to take a shot with 17 seconds left. And the good thing was, you know, was I don't know how many guys can do that. There's a lot of great players in this league. But, you know, fortunately, we've got, you know, we've got some big guys. Elshon went up, made a play, and Josh at least gave him a ball that he could play in bounds. No, we were, as I said in the press conference earlier in the week, we were 2 of 11 last week, and we're really disappointed because we had the plays, but we didn't execute them. So we went to work this week and made a commitment to, you know, not just having the right plays up, but executing them. And you know, you have those that many. You know, some of them were we were in exactly the right position and play. Other times, you saw Josh run around, make a play. You know, I remember at one third down, Brandon made a play on a scramble and so forth. So, but we really made a commitment to try to do that. We've made a big point of emphasis. Very disappointed last week because the special situations really hurt our football team last week. And, you know, the only thing you can do is, and you asked the questions in the room last week, is what do you got to do to, you got to emphasize, you got to work on it, you got to make it a point of emphasis and practice, and that's what we did. Yeah, I mean, I just think we have, and I've said it from the beginning, and we have a tremendous locker room of guys. We have a tremendous locker room of guys who really do have a sense of brotherly love and who work together and don't point fingers and don't worry about what's going on outside the building and just come to work every day. They're a joy to coach. I've said that from the beginning through wins and losses. I stand by that. And as I said tonight to them, you know, even after a very, very difficult and disappointing loss last week, we found a lot more about ourselves, and that's what this is all about, is to find out what we're all about. And I've said it before, we really won't know till the end of the season. But we have an indication of what we're about and what we can be. And tomorrow we'll start on Cleveland and continue to try to get better as a football team in all phases and put a game plan together that our guys can assimilate and go out and play on Sunday in Cleveland.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.